Mystic Mondays on Triple M with psychic medium Michelle. Find spirit connections with Michelle now on Facebook.
Robin's joining us. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi, I'm going to hand you over to Michelle.
Thank you.
Are you really tired?
At the moment, yes, I am.
Oh, okay. That's good. So it's you, not me.
Yeah.
One of the things you need to do, Robin, is to get your house in order. So that, I don't mean literal house, I mean yourself. So you need to stop letting it rule you and you rule it, okay? You need to make some decisions for yourself, not for everybody else, okay? If you can make yourself happy and make decisions for yourself rather than trying to please everybody else, you'll be on a better track. Does that make sense to you?
Not really, because I already do that.
You already do that. You need to do some more, okay? There's some more coming up. If I see it and I hear it, then there's more coming up for you, okay? So there'll be some other things coming in. I keep seeing a car. There's a car. Are you getting a new car or this car? You're having some problems with it?
No.
There's a car. So it's really important that you pay attention to that, okay? So I'm not seeing much about the car other than car, okay? So that's really, really important. Is there a young teenager in your life that has crossed over, someone that you know or related to?
Young teenager. I have had a few youths pass over, but not in teenage years.
Okay. So youth is what age?
Probably 20.
Okay, so this person looks like a teenager. So when we go, you know, between 16 and 20, some of them look very much 20, if you know what I mean. Some days I've got a young nephew who's really ripped and he looks 20 and he's only 17. So this person is coming back to you and saying thank you for whatever you did. He's male and he's coming back and he's saying thank you for whatever you did. Can you resonate with that?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. So he's thanking you so much and he wants you to keep on doing that work, whatever that work is. Do you resonate with that?
Yep.
So keep on doing that. That's a wonderful thing. You do more than you realise. You actually turn some kids around, which is really good, and you don't realise that you're doing that. Do you resonate with that?
Yes.
So it's really important you keep doing that. And there is going to be, you're going to do a little bit more study, something to do about this as well. There's something more coming in because what's happening is our young kids and our youth are evolving into a different, almost different species, if you know what I mean.
They're not
a lot of them aren't just innocent anymore. They're growing up with a lot of problems that, you know, they normally wouldn't see until their 30s. And so you go a big way to helping them do that. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so we need some more play. We need some more ordinary life. We need some more of that. So if you have the power to be able to bring that in, that would be really, really good. Okay?
Yeah.
These kids also need trips away from home, you know, that kind of thing, where they're just enjoying their life and having fun rather than worrying about adult things.
Yeah.
Do you resonate with that?
Yeah, I do.
Spirit needs to also tell you right now that you are doing the most wonderful job you can do. That's where the coming in, looking after you, needs to be right now. So when you're giving a lot of yourself away, there's not much left for you, is there?
No.
And we can't drink from an empty vessel, can we? So so it's really important that you give to yourself because, you know, what you do in the community is so important to people that you don't even realise the changes and the difference that you are making.
Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, you need to understand, I'm telling you this today from, you know, those who have crossed, those who are around you and who love you, that, you know, you're a treasure and you're precious. And so please look after yourself so you continue the work that you're doing.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. You're very, very welcome and bless you, darling.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Robin. We will be back shortly. It is Mystic Monday.
Mystic Mondays on Triple M with psychic medium Michelle. Find spirit connections with Michelle now on Facebook.
Okay, and next up we have Indy to talk to Michelle. Hi, Indy.
Oh, hi. Hello. Indy. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I really love your name. Was your name given to you for a special occasion?
Not that I know of.
It has a really beautiful energy around it. I can read names also. So you have this beautiful energy about you, and the energy for you is about, you know, moving forward for yourself, doing things for yourself, that kind of thing. Now, you're in a special place this morning, and what I mean by that is you can ask me anything you like. Is there anything you would like to ask me?
Is there an older guy around myself at the moment that passed
crossover?
On?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Let me see. Did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Yep. Okay. So we're with the right person. It's just that I can smell it. That's all. And did you know he had the occasional cigar?
I'm not too sure. It's my mum's dad.
Yep. Okay. So ask your mum and you'll probably have that confirmed.
Yep.
And so he's talking about, I can see, I can see him wearing a shirt with buttons.
Yep.
But the buttons are coming undone around his belly.
Yeah, well, Mum's just confirmed that he did smoke cigars.
Okay, yeah. So, and I can see the buttons around his belly, and he's laughing about that. So his buttons would come open sometimes around his belly. He was a really down-to-earth, hard worker.
He was
one of these sorts of people, and he was from the old school, and which means, you know, he would rather box someone's ears than listen to them. You know, that kind of thing. So some of that needs to be. He's coming back today, and he's talking to you today about bringing this back into the family a little bit. It's not, you know, he's talking about too many excuses and not enough work done. All right.
Yep.
So that's really important. He wants to send so much love to the woman who worked beside him, which is his wife. And so he wants to bring so much love, and he uses that term in an actual fact. She worked beside him.
Yep.
And they were great partners for all their years. And he knows now that he couldn't know then when he was in the flesh how hard she did work. She worked really hard also in his last days to help him. And for him, it was about he wanted to cross over rather quickly. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Right. He wanted to do that, and he didn't want to linger. And so he didn't want to cause anybody any problems. He'd rather just go rather than linger. And so when he did go, it was really, really good. He needs you to know that, and he needs his beautiful wife to know that. That when he crossed over, he started to believe in things he didn't believe when he was here. And he thinks it's really quite funny. So he saw a lot of things. He also caught up with his own family and some of his wife's family.
Yep.
And so that was really lovely for him. He's also around you a lot at the moment, Indy. He's around you, and he's asking you to stand up for yourself. Don't be told what to do. Does that make any sense to you at all? You know, don't allow people to push you around. That's really important. And to stand up on your own two digs, they're his words, to stand up on your own two digs and be queen of your own home. Don't let anybody tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it.
Yep.
So it's you taking control, which is really, really important. He'd like some communication and respect in your own relationship with whoever you're with. Does that make any sense to you at all? We're on the air. I will not, I won't go too far into that, but what I just said, you will get.
Communication's a big key.
Yep, a big key. Yeah. And there's no use sitting in a man cave, not talking. It doesn't get anywhere, anybody anywhere. So you need, the other thing you need, though, you need to have these three things. You need to have communication, negotiation, and respect.
Yep.
You need to have those three things, okay? Now, respect also means, I don't agree with what you're saying, but I see your point.
Yep.
Okay? And so we need not to be afraid of agreeing to disagree. You see, mm-hmm. we don't always have to agree, but we can agree to disagree, and that's okay to do that. So, you know, Grandpa wants you to stand up on your own two digs, be strong in yourself, and know who you are. And he's sending a big bunch of flowers to your mum. He's he's talking about a anniversary or birthday coming up. Spirit only give me flowers when something like that's coming up.
Mum's birthday.
Okay. And so, you know, beautiful flowers are given to her, and he's saying, thank you for everything you did for me through our whole life, which was a lot of life.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So lots of love to you, Indy, from him too. And he's a very polite man. He's actually saying thank you to me. And so I'm just taking that. So lots of love to you and your family, darling, and have a beautiful day.
I will, you too.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye.
All righty, and that is it for another week. Mystic Monday. Gee, it goes quickly, doesn't it?
It does go quickly.
Now, if people would like to perhaps have a reading with you, Spirit Connections with Michelle on Facebook. Okay, Spirit Connections with Michelle on Facebook. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, Blandy. It was a pleasure.
Take a deep breath.
Yes, relax. I shall now.
and we will do it all again next week.
Okay, thanks, Blandy.
Okay,
bye,
Triple M, good morning at 6 to 9.